On Talking Lifestyle, a health update for Bergamet Pro Plus, the best natural product for cardiovascular and metabolic health.
Well, as you know, we're in the midst of a flu season, and right now it's one of the worst that's been on record. More than 8,000 influenza cases confirmed in the past week alone, believe it or not. Flu patients were presenting to emergency departments in greater numbers than ever before. Let's find out some more details from Michael Tam. Michael, it's really a difficult situation that we find ourselves in, one of the worst ever.
Yeah, so certainly lots of people coming down with influenza, so the real flu rather than a cold, and it's been a bit of an early season, which I think caught people a bit off guard.
Okay, is that changing weather patterns? I mean, some days are hot, some days are cold, and it's all over the place, jumping up and down at the moment. Does that play a havoc on our health?
Look, I'm not sure we can blame it on that this year. You know, sometimes the flu does come early, you know, sometimes it comes later, and that, you know, that catches us off guard a bit as well. But yeah, certainly this year there has been a lot of people with influenza, and you know, it's interesting when you sort of look over time. If you look at certain people coming to the ED, it often is quite heavily driven by things like the flu season.
Yes. Yeah, and what can we do to prevent it before actually getting the flu? Are there a few steps we can take?
There are. So, now there will be individuals where getting the flu, getting influenza would be particularly bad for them in terms of a more severe respiratory illness and potentially being hospitalised. So these are people with an issue with the immune system, or people with a chronic respiratory disease like COPD or asthma or emphysema, or people with things like diabetes or heart disease. So the government does fund flu vaccination, flu immunisation, and getting that done prior to the flu season, so usually sort of March, April, May, is definitely a worthwhile thing to do.
It's not too late, though, now to still get that injection.
It's not too late, though. It's getting a little bit late in so far that if you haven't had it, you may be missing the boat in so far that it's already flu season. We're in the midst of the flu season. But if you haven't had it, it's still probably a worthwhile thing to have. The other thing is, I think part of preventing the flu being a big problem in the community is if we have symptoms, which could be the flu, is really not passing that on to other people. And I think sort of if everyone did that, we probably wouldn't have such a big outbreak. And that means if you have symptoms of the flu, making use of sick leave and not going into work, or definitely washing hands. For people who work in particular industries, let's say the food preparation industry or the health industry, a really good idea to maybe avoid work during the worst of the symptoms, again, so that it's not passed on.
Yeah, and take the time off work. Don't be thinking you're a hero, you have to go to work and brave on. You really should take time off and ease that flu.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, as a doctor, I get that tension as well. You know, you're feeling sick, but you think, if I don't go in, you know, you're sort of letting the team down. But of course, what's more likely to occur is you could be spreading it to the other people at work. You know, I think we all have that experience, especially if you're working in an office, one person gets sick and then suddenly everyone's sick. Some of that transmission may well be occurring in the workplace. And you know, if you go to work, but then you make other people sick, certainly sure, you may not have let the team down on that day, but you may actually have made it more difficult to staff the workplace.
Yeah, exactly. And as you say, wash your hands a fair bit when you're feeling a bit crook. But what about the people that are right now sitting there going, oh, great, Michael, great, David, good of you talking about this now. I've got the flu. How do we actually make it go away pretty quickly?
So for people who have, you know, if you have influenza, there's no, unfortunately, there's no sort of magic treatment that you can take that will sort of make it go away any faster than anything else. So for the large part, for people who actually have influenza, the mainstay of treatment really is just symptomatic treatment. So it's quite okay to use things that might take away some of the symptoms. Now, that could be over-the-counter medications, but it may well be, if the main symptom is a sore throat, using something as simple as lemon and honey just to soothe the throat.
Nice, yeah.
So a lot of it is, I think, sort of a bit of TLC, you know, being kind to yourself, not pushing yourself really hard when you are sick, because you may well then sort of delay your recovery. once you're better, generally you will be better. But a lot of people pin their hopes on vitamins or other sort of over-the-counter preparations. Most of the time, they don't really make a difference to the recovery period. Now, if they sort of take away some of the symptoms, it's fantastic. But yep. If not, probably not really worthwhile. Doesn't really make a difference.
The whole purpose is to actually, it's the body's way of saying ease down, isn't it?
So, rest. Yeah, so, when we talk about the flu-like symptoms like achy, like feeling achy and fevers, they're really the body's immune response against the viral infection. So they're, in a certain way, behaviourally, it's the body telling the brain that, slow down.
Yeah, take it easy. That's the idea. And when you do actually start to feel better, don't go out and party or, don't go out and go crazy trying to cook for the whole family coming over on the Sunday. Do continue to take it easy. Isn't that right, Michael?
Yeah, take it easy, be sensible. And part of it is just being really mindful not to pass it on. If you're still having a bit of a cough and a sniffle, if you're preparing food for a large group of people, there is a very significant risk you could be passing that on to other people.
Right, even after you've had the flu.
I suppose, as people are feeling better recovering, they are still infectious for a period of time.
Wow.
They're less infectious, but, again, there are certain sort of higher risk activities and really being involved in sort of food preparation for other people.
That's absolutely. Michael Tam, he is from the GP unit at the Ingham Institute for Applied Medical Research. And I thank you very much for having a chat with us prior to dawn.